The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive has called for the charity Inner City Helping Homeless to be wound down. In a statement this lunchtime, the executive said any remaining services could easily be transitioned into other service providers. Last night, RTE's Primetime reported that solicitors acting for the crisis charity will soon ask the High Court to appoint an inspector to investigate it, following a series of resignations from its board. The move follows the departure of interim chair, Councillor Christy Burke, and local community trustee Peter Watson, leaving the charity with just one remaining board member. It's been in turmoil since its founder and CEO, Anthony Flynn, died in August after it emerged that he had been accused by two men of sexual abuse. We can talk now to Brendan Kenny, Deputy CEO of Dublin City Council, with responsibility for the Regional Homeless Executive. A very good afternoon to you, Brendan Kenny, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
You say today that you are absolutely shocked by the reports of very serious allegations relating to Inner City Helping Homeless, which I'm sure would be a reaction shared by very many people who've read these allegations. But why are you saying that now is the time to wind it up?
Well, as we said, Brian, we're absolutely shocked at the reports that have been coming out in recent weeks, and we're particularly kind of concerned about, you know, that our most vulnerable citizens in the city, that, you know, while seeking support and assistance in their homeless situation, were subject to serious sexual abuse. And as a result of that, we think it's time for Inner City Helping Homeless to be dissolved and wound up. And I think that's what's going to happen in the near future. And we think the quicker that happens, the better.
It is, though, continuing to provide services to, as you describe them, some of the most vulnerable in our community. What happens to those services and those individuals?
Those services can be done by other charities. Brian, we're satisfied that that's whatever services are remaining there, and there are some good services being provided and has always been provided by the Inner City Helping Homeless. We can assist in ensuring that those services are passed on to other charities, so we wouldn't have any significant worries about that.
Do you know at this stage how many people they are providing for?
We don't. It's likely that the homeless executives that I work for are dealing with the same people, and it's likely that other charities are dealing with the same people. And, you know, the situation on the homeless people has improved quite considerably in recent months. There's beds in the system for everybody that required those beds. So we're satisfied that that the services that are being provided there can be transitioned and done by other organisations. And we certainly assist with that.
We know that a number of individuals have come forward with these allegations and accounts of what they say happened to them. But you're asking others, potential victims, also to step forward.
Absolutely. We'd be aware from the reports, and we haven't seen anything, any published reports yet, but we're aware of the reports that there have been three or four different people, and there's a possibility of more people. And what we're saying now is that we have worked with the HSE to ensure that there is a phone line there, that if anybody's any concerns about anything about the recent reports, or if they feel that they have been a victim, that they, and obviously in the first instance we'd like to see them go into the Gardaí, but if they feel they need support, there's now a number there that's open 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock each day, and they can make contact with that and we'll ensure they get that support and the advice that they require.
There's clearly in this case been a very significant failure in the regulatory environment, the regulations in place that should be able to guard against something like this happening. I mean, as more details emerge of what may have been going on within the charity, how important is it that lessons are learned?
Well, I think we work, Brian, with a number of charities in the city. We do really great work in partnership with ourselves, and we couldn't do it without them. These are the well-known larger organisations who are strong in accountability, scrutiny and everything else. But in more recent years, a lot of new organisations have set themselves up dealing with homeless services in the city. And there's no real accountability there. They're not getting funding from the state. They're certainly not getting funding from the Dublin Region Homeless Executive. They are getting donations, though, from people. And they're the organisation that we're concerned about. And a lot of them do good work, and we're not saying they should be eliminated or anything like that. But we certainly are of the view, in light of this, and we would have been of this view before, that they need much more scrutiny, accountability, vetting and so on. And that's something we're going to have to put in place over the coming months.
Yeah, I mean, if we take something as common now as Garda vetting, which people will know applies in very many areas of voluntary and professional activity, it's not required, as I understand it, is that correct, in those who are working with vulnerable adults?
No, there's a gap there, Brian. Yeah, there's been a lot of work done and a lot of really good work done on vetting and vetting for children and vetting for people that are involved in sports and all that. But there's a gap there in relation to the vetting of adults and particularly, say, homeless adults that are very, very vulnerable. The people engaging directly with them don't have to be vetted. And so that's why we're heartened by the words of the Garda Commissioner in recent days when he says that they have to do something there and something needs to be done there. So we would hope that vetting process will be put in place as soon as possible.
Brendan Kenny, Deputy CEO of Dublin City Council, thank you for that.